Information on several agricultural news stories to send your way on today's Wednesday edition of Farm Time. Monarch butterflies may soon gain federal protection. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed listing the monarch as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act, citing habitat loss, insecticide exposure, and climate change. Public comments on the proposal are open through March 12. The Association of Illinois Soil and Water Conservation Districts has announced the selection of Elliot Clay as its new executive director. According to the news release I received, Clay is a seasoned policy leader with deep expertise in agriculture, conservation, and environmental issues, and brings a wealth of experience to the organization. For more information about the Illinois Association of Soil and Water Conservation Districts, its programs, and how to get involved, you can visit AISWCD.org or follow ASIWCD on social media. How does growing up on a farm impact mental health? A University of Illinois study reveals that farm youth face higher rates of anxiety and depression, with 60% reporting mild symptoms of depression. That's more than double the national average. To help, the Illinois Agricultural Mental Health Voucher Program offers free mental health care, providing vital support for rural farm families where resources are limited. More news on the Farm Bill today. A one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill, tied to the Continuing Resolution, CR, has sparked intense negotiations over economic assistance to farmers. Initially, leaders considered diverting Inflation Reduction Act funds intended for the National Resources Conservation Service in exchange for farmer aid. However, House Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican from Louisiana, opposed this, aligning with President-elect Donald Trump's intent to dismantle the IRA in the next Congress. Farm state lawmakers, pushed by farm group lobbyists, said they would not support a CR without farmer aid. A note from the dairy industry: U.S. consumers eat more cheese and yogurt now than in the 1950s. However, they drink a lot less milk. This, according to Corey Geiger, lead dairy economist for CoBank. And did you realize Christmas is 1 week from today? That's today's Farm Time. I'm Mike Perrine.